Woodbury's Hollywood Playhouse, starring Charles Boyer. The makers of Woodbury Facial Powder, which gives your skin that radiant romantic loveliness, bring you another in their series of Wednesday evening half hours starring the international screen favorite, Charles Boyer. Tonight, Mr. Boyer welcomes to Woodbury's Hollywood Playhouse as guest star, Miss Margaret Lindsay. Tonight, Woodbury's Hollywood Playhouse presents The Sub-Lieutenant, an incident of the French Revolution adapted for radio by Roger Denny from the original play by Thomas Loudon. But before the curtain rises on our play, we have a short message for Woodbury. It's midnight, and it's moonlight on the campus of Howard College, down in Alabama. Doris Lee Bridges, lovely co-ed, is returning from a dance with her date.
Well, Doris, darling, thanks to you, I've won a bet.
A bet? How?
Well, Jim, who says every girl's a public face fusser, bet you'd flash your powder compact before 10 o'clock tonight.
Oh, you are safe, mister. I wear Woodbury. But say, where's my compact?
In my pocket, honey. I stole it to see when you'd miss it. And the time is now 12:24.
And there you have it. Co-ed stays collected, man collects. Attractive, active college girls are always on the go, so they must have a face powder that stays with them. That's why they choose Woodbury powder. It clings longer because of its lasting purity. Woodbury stays free of those germs which may aggravate unlovely shine. College girls are equally thrilled by Woodbury's heavenly fragrance and its 8 gorgeous shades. You'll find your complexion mate among them. Now a beauty surprise. You may send for all 8 Woodbury powder shades. They come in a clever makeup kit. For details, listen later in the program. And now, Woodbury's Hollywood Playhouse presents The Sub-Lieutenant, a play of the French Revolution, starring Charles Boyer in the title role, with Miss Margaret Lindsay as Antoinette de Brabant. Paris, of the French Revolution. A city dominated by screaming mobs of sans-culottes and the thunder of the marching feet of the People's Army. Paris of the Reign of Terror. The Bastille has fallen, and the Place de la Concorde has become the wide stage for a drama of execution in which the guillotine plays the leading role.
La Bastille de la Concorde!
Francois, can't you drive faster?
I'm doing my best, mademoiselle.
Please hurry. Francois, hurry. Listen, the sans-culottes. They'll kill us, Francois. Turn down the Rue de Fossé. It's our only chance.
It's barricaded, mademoiselle. We must go on.
An aristocrat! Don't be an aristocrat! Stop the carriage, you!
Let us through, citizen.
Not till we've strung you up on that street line.
Clean up the fat boat, you.
Please let us through. We've done you no harm.
We've done you no harm.
Look out there with that fine clothes. She wears silk.
Why don't you change with her, Marie? Yeah. Pull her out of the carriage.
Please. Oh, please.
Look, the soldiers. The army of the Republic.
Push! What's the matter here?
An aristocrat, Monsieur Lieutenant.
We stopped a carriage in the name of the Republic. Yeah.
Who are you to give orders in the name of the Republic? It's for the army to command, not you.
Oh, Monsieur Lieutenant.
On your way, all of you. On your way, I say. £1,000, mademoiselle. But you must forgive them. They're not yet used to their freedom.
Lieutenant, how can I ever thank you?
Oh, a beautiful woman, mademoiselle, never need thank a man for a favor. A smile is reward enough.
Monsieur, it's flattering.
Mademoiselle is beautiful.
May I drive on now?
No, first, as a mere formality, your name and address.
Antoinette de Brabant, Chateau Brabant, Saint-Cloud.
Oh, Chateau Brabant, Saint-Cloud, the very place.
What do you mean?
There is a new law, mademoiselle. Every householder must open his home if an officer of the People's Army asks him to.
Oh, but, Monsieur Lieutenant, that is impossible.
To me, mademoiselle, there is no such word as impossible.
But you wouldn't take advantage of this situation.
One of the first laws of strategy is to take advantage of any situation. My hostess is extremely charming. Saint-Cloud is extremely convenient. And the laws of the Republic are extremely strict.
The hospitality of the Chateau Brabant is at your command.
I assure you, mademoiselle, you will not find me an ungrateful guest. Until tomorrow, mademoiselle. Attention! Forward! Until tomorrow, mademoiselle.
We'd better put the lieutenant in the blue room.
Yes, mademoiselle.
No, no. On second thought, the gold room will be better.
Yes, mademoiselle.
And Celeste, you won't forget to put flowers in his room, will you?
Flowers? For a soldier?
The yellow roses are in bloom now. Or do you think the lupin would be better? Or maybe the lilac that grows down by the pond.
Antoinette, I want to talk to you. I've never been so horrified in my life.
What on earth is the matter, Charles? You act as if you'd seen a ghost.
What is the matter? After what your father just told me, you ask me what is the matter?
That'll be all, Celeste.
Yes, mademoiselle.
You may be my fiancé, Charles, but you have no right to yell at me.
And you have no right to open your house to the rabble of Paris.
It's my house, and he's not the rabble of Paris. He's a sub-lieutenant.
Oh, yes, in the People's Army. He's probably a common serving man.
What could I do? There I was, helpless, defenseless, at the point of a musket.
No, but Antoinette, you forget the position I'm in. Charles Latouche, proscribed, marked for the guillotine. I've got to hide.
Don't get so excited, Charles. Celeste has a place for you up in the attic.
In the attic? May I ask where the sub-lieutenant is going to sleep?
Well, Celeste and I thought, the gold room.
The gold room? Heaven and all the angels, and I sleep in the attic.
You may sleep in the shadow of the guillotine if you prefer.
Antoinette, I think you're showing scant consideration for one so close to you as I.
I will not be told whom I may invite to my house.
Well, this isn't a social matter. It's a matter
of
life.
You act like a third rabbit.
Children, children! Antoinette, Charles, what's the matter?
Oh, Father, Charles is being stupid and difficult.
Children, children! This is no time for futile arguments.
I agree with you, Father.
Oh, but the attic, with the mice.
Now, wait a minute. I have a plan. Charles doesn't have to sleep in the attic.
Oh, no?
No. You can pretend you're Antoinette's tutor, lately from Provence. You can call yourself, let's see. Yes, call yourself Monsieur Vert.
Oh, magnificent idea, Monsieur Brabant. Excellent. Now, you see Antoinette.
Oh, but Father Charles is a gentleman. He doesn't know enough to be a tutor.
Well, what of it? He doesn't have to do any teaching.
But the lieutenant might ask him some questions.
Oh, do you think an ignorant soldier can ask me anything that I can't answer?
We'll have to take a chance on that.
All right, but for heaven's sake, try to be convincing or we shall all be killed. Lieutenant, what on earth are you doing on top of that wall?
Breaking into paradise, mademoiselle.
Oh, but you're likely to be shot climbing over walls like that. Someone might mistake you for a thief.
Oh, don't worry, mademoiselle. Mine is a greater destiny than that.
You're very sure of yourself for a sub-lieutenant.
I know what I want, mademoiselle, and I intend to get it.
I see. Your room is being prepared for you. I hope you'll find it comfortable.
Well, I'm sure I shall be comfortable, but I don't expect to sleep much.
Why not?
I shall be thinking of you, mademoiselle.
Monsieur, you are impertinent.
And you, mademoiselle, are fascinating.
My father and Monsieur Vert, my tutor, are waiting inside. Will you meet them now?
Oh, delighted, mademoiselle. So long as you accompany me.
This way, please.
Very charming. Very charming garden, indeed. Just the sort of place I will have someday. A little larger, of course.
Really? On a lieutenant's pay?
Oh, I don't expect to remain always a lieutenant. Someday I shall be a colonel, and a colonel's pay is not to be sneered at. Besides, you know, if he is killed, well, there is a pension for his widow.
Are you considering getting married, Lieutenant?
Oh, every man considers it. However, I hadn't actually planned on it for myself. That is, until yesterday.
Oh?
Yes. I think you'd make a splendid wife.
Lieutenant, there are limits to the rudeness I can endure. Will you open the door, please?
After you, mademoiselle.
Come in, Antoinette. We are ready for you.
Father, this is our guest, the sub-lieutenant. My father, Monsieur de Brabant, and my tutor, Monsieur Vere.
Oh. Please forgive me, sir, if I have intruded upon you.
What choice have I?
I had no choice either, sir, after your daughter's charming invitation.
Invitation? At the point of a musket?
Monsieur Vere, remember who you are.
I'm sorry, mademoiselle.
Monsieur Vere seems unduly concerned for one who is merely a tutor.
I forgot myself, monsieur.
As a matter of fact, I have a soldier's respect for men of learning. Perhaps you can put me straight on a point of Greek history.
Greek history?
Tell me, Monsieur Vere, at what age did Alexander die?
Alexander?
Yes, Alexander the Great.
Oh, I think he was,
You mean you don't know, monsieur?
It has escaped my memory just a moment.
Monsieur Vere is quite fatigued, Lieutenant. I'm afraid I've been a trying pupil today.
Oh, I cannot conceive of you being trying, mademoiselle. Monsieur Vere, there is another question you might settle for me. In how many parts was ancient Gaul divided?
Ancient Gaul? Oh, yes, now let me see.
Oh, surely, surely, Monsieur Vere, you must know that.
Well, come now. There's plenty of time to discuss history later.
Monsieur Brabant, I don't believe this gentleman knows very much about history.
Lieutenant, please.
Do you? Charles Latouche.
Oh, you're not going to have...
Surely you're not going to turn him over to the authorities.
No, yes. Fleury told me that I expect to locate Charles Latouche at the home of his fiancée.
Oh, Lieutenant, I beg of you, please don't let it be known that...
As a matter of fact, I am expecting a sergeant of the guard to call at any moment. The guillotine is a hungry monster, monsieur.
So that's what you came here for, eh? To feed another head to the guillotine.
Monsieur, you wrong me. I had no such intention.
Oh, what good's the word of a common...
Charles! The lieutenant will help us, I know.
Us? Hardly. You must know, Latouche, that I have no respect for you or your class. The plight of France is a result of your stupidity. And stupidity is the one crime I cannot excuse.
Oh, but you mustn't make him suffer. You mustn't.
Besides, if I help him, it will mean my head as well as his.
Please, for my sake, don't let them take him.
However, I have a great aversion to bringing distress to a lady. So, because of her, not you, monsieur, I shall help you. But you must do exactly as I say.
For a sub-lieutenant, you seem very used to giving orders.
And just as accustomed to having them obeyed. You must change your clothes at once. They give you away completely. Put on something that belongs to the servants.
Oh, monsieur, how kind of you. Charles, will you do what he asks?
And immediately.
Very well.
Come, Antoinette.
No, mademoiselle stays with me, Monsieur Brabant. I have something to discuss with her.
Oh, I...
Please, Charles. I shall be quite safe with the lieutenant.
Very well. But you will answer to me if anything happens to her.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
You have been kind again, monsieur. Is there no end to the debt that I shall owe you?
There is a reason for my kindness.
Because monsieur's heart is of gold.
No. Because my heart is aflame, mademoiselle. Because I've dreamt a dream. And I mean that dream to come true.
Lieutenant.
Well, don't be frightened.
I'm not.
Well, then, come closer, mademoiselle, so that I may read in your eyes the answer to the question in mine.
Please, please let me go. I should never be able to explain to Charles.
Explain? Explain that you have permitted a sub-lieutenant to make love to you?
I haven't.
But you're going to.
What? Of all the conceited, egotistical, and so...
You were saying?
I hate you.
Only it isn't true.
No. Oh, please, monsieur. Go away and never, never come back.
Not unless you go with me, Antoinette.
It can't be. It can't ever be.
You love me. You can't lie about that, even to me.
Yes. Yes, it's true. I wish that it weren't, but I can't help it.
My little Antoinette.
Oh, mademoiselle! Mademoiselle! This sergeant, I tried to...
Be quiet, woman!
Oh, mademoiselle!
Shut up, or I'll take my whip to you. Good day, Lieutenant.
What do you want, Sergeant?
Well, well, well. Who's the pretty lady?
Get out of here, you filthy rude!
Celeste!
What's the matter, Celeste? What happened?
Antoinette, thank heaven you're...
Who are these fellows?
The older man is Mademoiselle Brabant's caretaker. And the gentleman with a pasty complexion is a tutor. A very learned man.
I'm looking for a Charles Latouche proscribed. Either one of you Latouche?
No, Sergeant.
No, Latouche.
Monsieur Latouche has fortunately escaped to England.
Oh, he has, eh? Well, in that case, we can forget business for pleasure. Be a good girl and pour a thirsty soldier some wine. Your pretty hand doesn't shake, I see.
Your wine.
Yeah. Well, here's to a pretty face, eh, Lieutenant? Up to now, you cursed nobles have had all the best women for yourselves. But now things are different. How would you like us, pretty women?
Take your hands off Mademoiselle Boivin.
Huh?
I said take your hands off her.
Well...
You're a disgrace to the uniform of your soldier of France. Now get out.
Lieutenant...
Get out!
You'll regret this, Lieutenant. I'm warning you. You'll regret this.
Get out!
And again, monsieur, I'm obliged to thank you.
Don't thank me. Either let me apologize.
Oh, no, monsieur.
Someday, mademoiselle, France shall have armies of men. Not men like the sergeant. Nor you, Monsieur Boivin. Nor you, Latouche. But men will be proud and strong and brave. Men will live for France. Men will fight for France. Men will not be afraid to die for France.
You are such a man, monsieur.
Antoinette, what has come over you?
If you were destined to carry the banners of France, even to the ends of the earth, I should want to be beside you, always.
Antoinette, what are you saying?
I love him, Father. Oh,
so that's it. I might have known it. Why, he's no better than that.
I'll be enough, Latouche. I saved your precious neck. I sided with you against the revolutionists. But if one word of this leaks out, my career and my life are unworth that.
That's true of all of us.
I don't care what happens to you, but I do care very much what happens to Antoinette and me. I'm in love with her. And before we leave this house, I shall call in a priest to marry us.
Marry you?
There is a law that an aristocrat who is married to a soldier cannot be executed.
But I won't allow it. Never so long as I live.
You forget, monsieur, that in the New Republic, your daughter has the right to marry whomever she pleases.
Listen. The Saint-Colotte.
That swine of a sergeant has brought them here.
They'll burn the house. They'll kill us. Oh, Lieutenant, is there a way to save
them? Yes, there is always a way. It's merely a matter of strategy.
You're coming down the drive to the chateau.
Boivin, have François about the door.
Very well.
Latouche, keep out of sight.
Yes.
And you, Antoinette. You stay beside me. Always beside me, Antoinette. Always.
But what will they do to you?
No. It's not written in the stars that I should die at the hands of a mob like that. So long as I have a brain to think with and a voice to command, I'll find a way out. Let them come on.
So the curtain falls on Act One and the sub-lieutenant. During the intermission, let's have a word from our Woodbury beauty consultant, Miss Janet Parker.
How often has a sales lady in a department store said something like this to you? No, madam, too dull. That dress doesn't do a thing for you. Now this has life and color to make you young and smart. As with clothes, so with face powder. The right shade of the right powder accents you. Gives your skin radiance and life. That's why bright college girls and best-dressed women everywhere wear Woodbury. Smooth on fragrant Woodbury powder and instantly your skin grows radiant, vivacious. And Woodbury's purity, its freedom from the germs which aggravate unlovely shine, keeps it clinging extra hours. As for shades, Woodbury presents you with a choice of 8, pre-tested on all types of skin, fashion-approved and famous for their flattery. Look first, look twice at Woodbury's new champagne. It's luminous, rosy gold, ideal for summer.
Try this lovely, luminous champagne and the other flattering Woodbury powder shades. Here's how. Send for all 8 in the Woodbury makeup kit. That's also fitted with a ruby red lipstick, a case of Companion Rouge, and a tube of famous Woodbury cold cream. Just send your name, address, and 10 cents in coin to cover mailing cost to Woodbury, Box 55, that's Box 55, Cincinnati, Ohio. Send tonight.
The curtain rises on the second act of The Sub-Lieutenant, a drama of the French Revolution starring Charles Boyer in the title role with Miss Margaret Lindsay as Antoinette de Brabant.
Are you afraid, Antoinette?
Not so long as I'm near you.
Then you'll never be afraid. Stand guard, Francois.
Yes, Lieutenant.
Francois, the window.
Death to the aristocrat!
Oh, down.
Are you hurt, Francois?
Scratch, Lieutenant.
Did you get him?
I don't know. He's made for the garden.
Good. Latouche.
Yes?
Go up to the Saint-Culotte.
Yes?
Kill him. Chance close with him.
Yes.
When they find him, they'll think he's Sir Latouche and you'll be safe. Now hurry. Go with him, Monsieur Brabant. Against three won't stand a chance. Hurry. Now, Antoinette, you must hide.
But what about you?
Now, don't worry about me. I shall think of a way to stop them.
They'll kill you.
No, not a man in that mob has the courage to lift a gun against me. Stay back, behind the screen. Quiet, you fat fool. Quiet, all of you. Quiet. If I were a traitor to France, would I be standing here before you and afraid?
Something of what he said.
Now, pay no attention to him. He talks out of your britches.
Now, my friend with a loud voice is envious. He wants to eat off gold plate and sleep between silk sheets. He wants them for himself. But I maintain what's good enough for one is good enough for all. As citizens of the Republic, we are one. But to the winner of the race is the reward. And long before this bragging sergeant thought of these riches, the army of the people was already in occupation. Citizens, there is a prize here that outweighs in value all the gold plate in Paris.
A woman?
We might have known.
There's a soldier for you.
Now there is gold and jewels and money here, too. But I'm a soldier. I've no need of them. They're yours for the taking. Now, wait. My own conquest is not yet complete. Surely, gentlemen, you'd allow a soldier the privilege of making love in private.
No, don't listen to him. I tell you, it's a trick.
What? Is it a trick when I tell you the cellar is stocked with wine?
Wine?
Yes, champagne, burgundy, enough to float a ship.
Well, where's the cellar? Drink the soldier's health.
Go ahead and drink. When you've drank your fill, the doors of the chateau will be open.
Let him have his way.
Now, we'll take the wine.
How brave you are.
Not brave, but I was clever, my little Antoinette. A beautiful maneuver. You see, my darling, just as I told you, merely a matter of strategy. Now, tell the coachman to get a carriage ready, and while that mob is swilling your wine, we'll make our escape.
I'll tell him right away.
Hurry, no time to lose. Come in.
Well, Lieutenant.
Oh, Citizen Fleury and Mademoiselle Fanchon, too.
Yes, yes. I was on my way out to have a look around when I ran into my little Fanchon, and, well, I said to myself, why not combine business and pleasure?
Besides, I've never seen the inside of a great chateau.
The Charles Latouche. What is he, Lieutenant?
Alas, Monsieur Fleury, Latouche lies out in the garden, dead.
You're very sure of this, Lieutenant? You positively identified the body?
Beyond all shadow of a doubt. And his fiancée, Mademoiselle Brabant, is quite inconsolable.
Oh, poor thing.
Well, Lieutenant, I've just seen the coachman, and he's... Oh, who are these people?
Citizen Fleury of the People's Government and Mademoiselle Fanchon of the theater.
Mademoiselle Brabant, I presume.
Yes.
She wears her grief well, don't you think, Fanchon?
Most becomingly.
Monsieur Fleury.
Pardon me, mademoiselle. Yes?
I have three prisoners, monsieur. I found them in the garden.
What? You have three?
Oh.
Yeah, bring them in then.
An old man, Saint-Culotte, and this fellow here.
Yeah. He is not a Saint-Culotte. I'm a Saint-Culotte.
And who's he?
A stinking aristocrat.
Yeah?
What's more, he stole my clothes.
I thought he was dead, Lieutenant.
You didn't make sure.
How did I know he was playing this?
Fucking idiot.
So, Lieutenant, you positively identified the body of Charles Latouche.
All right, sir. I lose.
You've deliberately betrayed your government. You, an officer in the People's Army.
I am in love, Citizen Fleury.
That explains much, Lieutenant, but it doesn't alter the law. You and your aristocratic friends are under arrest.
But you can't arrest Mademoiselle.
It's the law.
There is another law. The wife of a soldier cannot be proscribed, and Mademoiselle is married to me.
Oh, that is not true.
Charles, I am her father. I say that it is true.
Thank you, Monsieur Barbin. You, at least, are a gentleman.
I won't have it. Ireland, Charles.
In that case, Mademoiselle, there is one less head for the guillotine.
You can't mean the others will die just the same.
I have no alternative, Mademoiselle.
Then I shall stay with them.
Antoinette.
I won't let them die and I live. I'm not a coward and I'm not afraid of death. Mr. Fleury, my father and the lieutenant lied to save me. We are not married.
No? Have it your own way. Are you ready, gentlemen?
Lieutenant, isn't there something you can do to save my daughter?
Yes. I won last time.
Put down my gun, Lieutenant.
No, citizen.
Don't point the gun at me. What has poor little Fanchon done?
I am issuing some orders, Citizen Fleury. I warn you that if you refuse to obey them, I shall shoot
Mr.
Fanchon.
No, Fleury, do whatever he tells you, please. Please.
You're a madman.
Not mad, determined. I want passports for England, for Monsieur Vail and Monsieur Brabant. I want a proper death certificate for one Charles Latouche. And I want all charges dropped against Mademoiselle Brabant and myself.
I won't do it.
I warn you that unless you do, I shall be forced, much against my will, I assure you, to deprive you of the future companionship of the charming Mademoiselle Fanchon.
Oh.
Well, Lieutenant, I'm afraid I should be quite desolate without my Fanchon. So I'm compelled to...
Oh, you die.
You'll find pen and paper in that desk.
But there's one thing I cannot do, Lieutenant. I cannot let the Mademoiselle stay with you.
I'm going to stay.
When she's identified, and she will be identified, Lieutenant, Fanchon and I will both be executed.
But I won't leave him.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. And I must write out a passport for Mademoiselle as well.
But is there no way it can be arranged?
I assure you, there is no way.
Antoinette, you must go.
For all our sakes, daughter. For the lieutenant's, too.
He's right, Antoinette.
You're asking me to go. To leave you.
I must stay with Fleury and Fanchon until you are well on the road to Calais. You understand?
I understand that this is goodbye.
No, only for a little while, Antoinette. England's not far away. I'll come to you.
No. You will never come. If I leave you here now, I shall never see you again.
Antoinette.
Don't ask me how I know it, but I do. I guess I've known it all the time.
The carriage is waiting, mademoiselle. Come, daughter, we must go quickly.
My little Antoinette, we shall be together soon.
No. You have brilliance and force, my sub-lieutenant. And you must go on alone to meet your destiny. But whatever that destiny is, wherever it takes you, you will never be completely alone. For my love will always be with you. And now, goodbye.
Goodbye, my dear.
One last favor.
Anything you desire.
Your name. I don't even know your name.
My name? It's not a very important one. My name is Bonaparte. Napoleon Bonaparte.
Charles Blair returns to the microphone in just a moment. In the meanwhile, remember, to get your Smart Woodbury makeup kit, send your name, address, and 10 cents in coin to cover mailing costs to Woodbury. Now jot this down. Woodbury, Box 55, Cincinnati, Ohio. Your kit comes fitted with the 8 Woodbury powder shades, a gala red lipstick, a case of rouge, and a tube of the famous Woodbury cold cream. Remember, send your name, address, and 10 cents in coin to Woodbury, Box 55, Cincinnati, Ohio. And now, Charles Boyer.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And may I thank you, too, Margaret Lindsay, for appearing with us tonight. You gave a wonderful performance. Next Wednesday, we will present our radio version of A Hat, Coat, and a Glove by William Spier. We will have as our guest Miss Frances D. Until next Wednesday, then. Bonsoir.
Don't forget, next Wednesday evening in Woodbury's Hollywood Playhouse, Charles Boyer with Frances D. in Hat, Coat, and a Glove. Remember, this program has been brought to you by the makers of Woodbury Facial Powder, which gives your skin that radiant, romantic loveliness. This is the National Broadcasting Company.